Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dope Black Podcast.
I'm Marcus Ramtahl and you are listening to the Dope Black Dads Podcast. Today we're talking about showing gratitude to your partner on Mother's Day. Now, I'm in the UK. We've already celebrated Mother's Day here in the UK, as our tradition takes its roots from the Christian festival of Lent and celebrating Mothering Sunday on the fourth Sunday of Lent, which I quite like because, you know, we do it in the springtime. It's a time to celebrate new birth and the gift of life that mothers ultimately give us. So that's really nice for us. Our friends overseas, particularly in the US, celebrate Mother's Day on the second Sunday of May each year, thanks to a woman called Anna Jarvis, who held a small memorial service for her mother on the 12th of May, 1907. The idea caught on, and since 1914, it's been a national holiday in the US. So if you're celebrating Mothering Sunday this Sunday, big love to you. As I said, we've already celebrated it, and I really like this tradition, even before I had my own children, because, you know, it's all about ultimately honouring the mothers and the maternal figures in our lives, not just, you know, our birth mothers, but maybe our stepmothers, foster parents, anybody who's had a maternal influence on us. And of course, I completely agree that we can celebrate and should celebrate those people in our lives as often as possible. It's also actually really special, I think, to have a particular set day for us to kind of reflect on that and celebrate it together as a nation as well, as a family, you know, generations of mothers celebrating together. And also for those who've lost those figures in their lives, I think it's a nice time for us to reflect on our relationships and the way the relationships with our parents, and particularly on this occasion, our mothers, has shaped us. So lots of different family traditions around Mother's Day. And I'd love to hear what traditions you guys have got around Mother's Day. We've kind of come up with our own. If you haven't got any yet, I highly encourage you to build some of your own. Now is a great time to make those kind of memories and things you can keep coming back to as a family. And I encourage you to use your own family and your own children's strengths. And it's just a fantastic way to bond with your kids. In our house, being a productivity nerd, it starts as a project that's kind of triggered about 3 weeks before Mother's Day. And I play to my children's strengths. So I play to the fact that my girls are very creative and they've got a great eye for detail. So we start by gathering all the arts and crafts materials, and quietly, when mum's not looking, slowly building her handmade card and working on that over the period of weeks leading up to Mother's Day. We always like to do flowers. It's a bit cliche, but actually, Rebecca, my wife, really loves the flowers, and I make a point of getting the order in early and helping the kids choose. In fact, they help me choose. You know, they come up with the idea. I show them that what they can select from. They go, oh, we like that. Mum will like that. And they always do a great job. And the other tradition, it's pretty cliche, but, you know, I'm ashamed to say, in our house, the vast majority of the cooking is done by my wife. She's a wonderful cook. She works from home. She's often there. you know, making all the meals for all of us, holding our lives together. So the tradition we have is that for a change, we cook. And I say we because actually my children help me. We pick the recipe together. We pick something, you know, from a selection that I think my wife would like. And then we make a point of going and doing the shopping together as well. I don't do an online shop for the Mother's Day meal. We go together. We walk up and down the aisles. We choose the ingredients. And it's a real great time, like I said, to bond because we're going, okay, we're going to make this really special meal for mummy. We're going to show how much we appreciate her. Let's get this ingredient, that ingredient. And it's a real part of the whole experience for us. And I really enjoy that as a father as well. And then on the day, typically for us, we go to church in the morning as we would do on a Sunday. And typically at the end of church, they will hand out a daffodil. Very common here in the UK to have daffodils that time of spring. One daffodil to each child, which they'll take home to their mum as a Mother's Day gift. And it's very much for us a day where mum does nothing. We don't really have any plans to kind of go to a restaurant that's been booked or an activity that's been booked. It's a day where there's no plans except to do nothing and to really switch off and relax. And we kind of take on as much as we can of those kind of motherly duties that they're just so wonderful at doing. So, you know, we cook the meal together as well. I love doing that. And it takes quite a while because I'm not the most efficient of chefs. So with my sous chefs, my children with me, we cook mum's meal. We sit down and have that meal together. And, you know, it's our way of showing appreciation to my wife, Rebecca. And if you've listened to the Dope Black Dads podcast before and you've heard me talk about traditions and special festivals and holidays, you'll know that I'm not really into the material side of major holidays. But this one really appeals to me because it's about showing your appreciation. And I think there's so many ways that you can do that. For some people, that could be something like a public display of affection. You know, you put up that long copy post on your social media and share with the world how appreciative you are of the maternal figures in your life. For others, it's a much more personal thing, the giving of gifts or a card or just that moment to just turn to your partner and say, hey, I really appreciate you, I'm really thankful for you. What I'd say is, don't second guess it, don't judge it, you'll know what your partner likes, just go with it. I think that's the big thing here. For us, we love doing handmade gifts, some small tokens that have some meaning or sentimental value. That totally makes sense. And again, that whole thing of doing nothing on the day is something that really appeals to my wife's nature and wanting to be in the kind of silence and calm for a change rather than the usual action-packed schedule that we usually have with the kids in all their clubs and stuff. When it comes to kind of gifts in general for those figures in our lives, I'm sure she must have clocked by now, and if she's listening to the podcast, she certainly knows I have a list on my phone of Rebecca gift ideas. It's all the little things she said she might like or want throughout the year. I've just kept a little note of that. I think, oh yeah, I might get that for Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday. My only bit of advice really would be is don't ask what they would like. Don't ask what the maternal figure in your life would like to do, have as a gift, eat for dinner. Try your very best to make the right decision armed with all that kind of knowledge and that pre-planning, because the decision fatigue is so strong in so many of the mother figures in our lives. We don't want to give them something else to have to decide. They really deserve a day off. So if I can tell you kind of one thing, is so many things you can do: big extravagant gifts, you can do handmade gifts, you can go out and do something exciting or stay at home and do something calm. But I feel this is the most important part here, is you make the decision so that mum doesn't have to for a change, because you know they're already doing so much for us. So I know as well we have a lot of dope black mums and mums from all over the place who listen to the podcast. And if you are listening, if you're a mum, a step mum, a foster mum, single mum, grandmother, a maternal figure in someone's life, we appreciate you. We love you. Enjoy Mother's Day. You deserve it. Until next time.
Dope Black Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.